We are learning a Maimer from the Rebbe, a Hasidic discourse. We're finishing actually. And basically, the main idea of the Maimer is the combination of infinity with a finite world. And the Rebbe brings this idea in the first verse that actually gives start to the discourse. Faratzta yama vakedma, you shall expand yourself, or whatever the case is, in all directions, and it brings all those directions. And the Rebbe sees this in Kriyas Shema, also in the reading of the Shema, that we bring, so to speak, an infinite God into Aleph, Ches, and Daleth, the first letter, which represents God, and the seven heavens and the earth, the Ches, and the four directions. And the Rebbe sees this in mitzvahs, in all the commandments, all of them. The idea is the combination of this infinity into a finite world, because we take a finite world with the material things that the commandments are done with, and we bring kedusha, we bring sanctity into those material things. Basically, the main ideas of the Maimer we already understood, we learned, and now the Rebbe is going just like to finish the ideas. Vov. Sixth chapter, Hine. Now, Nisbayer Le'eil, we explained before, She'ikar inyan ha'ichud begiloi i'eleosit. This main moment, so to speak, of unity between the infinite and the finite will be in the future to come. Right now, we don't see this. Kivan she'ikar inyan ha'ichud nasi alidei ha'kefiyah she'bekima mitzvahs. And since this main idea of unity, unification, is done by forcing yourself. Kefiyah is like one of the main ideas of this Maimar also. It's not a chidush, it's not a novelty of this discourse, not at all. It's found all over the place, but the Rebbe brings this idea. It's one of the main points, so to speak, of mitzvahs, bitul, nullification, kefiyah, forcing yourself, etc. So since this unification is done by forcing yourself, parentheses, maybe a very brief and simple explanation to this is, even in those parts of the world or your personal life that negate God, God forbid, or negate Torah, negate mitzvahs, when you force yourself, and even in those places you bring God, this is what you're doing. You're uniting infinite God with the finite world that says, no, God, I don't like you, I don't want you, I want to do whatever I want. Okay, so you force yourself and you reveal God even in those places. That's why the Rebbe brings over here, of course, this is my explanation, the way I understand it. I can't be in the mind of the Rebbe. That's why the Rebbe says, I don't know why the Rebbe says, but whatever. This is how I understand it. Again, Ikar inyan ha'yichud nase al yedei kfiyah shebekima mitzvahs. The main part of this unification is done through the forcing yourself, this component of the observance of the commandments. Lo chinin le'otzi diyeh ma'aseh gadol. That's why in the future, this was one of the questions of the Rebbe, in the future to come, the action is going to be more important than the learning. We started basically asking that we have two parshas, two sections of the Shema. There are actually three, but the third one is not in this context, and we're not talking about it. In the first one, we say that first comes learning and then comes acting. And in the second one, we say first comes acting, doing the mitzvahs, and then comes learning. And this is what the Rebbe is like focusing towards, understanding this difference between the first paragraph and the second paragraph. So that's why in the future to come, this is what our sages say, that ma'aseh gadol, action is going to be more important even than learning. As it's known, the Rebbe doesn't say where he brings it from. I understand that he brings it from Hasidic ideas, because in 49 you see a note over there that goes to a Maimar. So okay, go look at different Maimorim. So it's known, says the Rebbe, that the decision about this subject of what's better, learning or doing, that the idea of learning is greater, that's now, that's today. This is what actually the Talmud says. Gadol Talmud shemevi ledemaisi. Big is learning that it brings to action. So learning is bigger, but that's now, today, so to speak. Kivan shemitzad inyan eshtal shilus gad lamalas ha-talmud ha-lamaisi. Because taking into account the all the levels and all the chain of levels, etc., how the godliness comes into the world, the learning is bigger, has a bigger virtue, so to speak, because commandments, after all, they influence the material world. And the Torah is a spiritual thing, so what's greater? So spiritual things are greater. But that's today. Now, but in the future, when Mashiach comes, etc., that there will be a projection of the infinite light, the transcendent light, whatever, that goes beyond all the order of levels, etc., then action is going to be more important than learning. Because the main projection of the infinite light is through action, specifically through action, more than through learning, so to speak. In other words, connected to what we said before, when a person does an action, usually doesn't feel godliness. You know, you have to do this and you go and do it. That's it. Did you feel anything? Usually not. But even in those places, again, you reveal godliness because you're doing this only because God said to do this, not because you like this idea or find it interesting or whatever. Just because God said, that's why you bring an infinite light that can even reveal itself where no revelations are possible, where no feelings are possible, where no understandings are possible. Even there, I'm doing this because God said, okay, that's God, that's big, so to speak. Now we're going to understand why it says in the second paragraph of the reading of the Shema, first you will tie the tefillin in your arm, etc., etc., and then you will learn. First doing, and then learning. Why? Because the second paragraph of the Shema is actually talking about the objective and the initial intention of God in the future to come. What's the proof? The second paragraph of the Shema is talking about after translating the words, after the situation in which you have to say, be careful, don't run away from the mitzvah, don't stray away from the Torah, etc. So evidently we're talking about a situation, again, after that time, that there will be no possibility of going away from Torah. So therefore we're talking about Mashiach, where there will be no bad, no bad things, no etc., etc. After this, the possibility of straying away from the path of Torah, etc., etc., comes tshuva, repentance, that brings you back, so to speak, into the path of Torah. It's written, you will search, or you will ask from there, from the impurity or whatever, God, your Lord, and you will find him. When you look for him with all your heart and with all your soul. And the Rebbe adds in parentheses, you see the same words that are brought in the Shema, with all your heart and with all your soul, in the second paragraph of the Shema, because the first one brings another idea. So definitely, this is how the Rebbe is explaining, that the second paragraph of the Shema, the last part, after it says, there will come a time that you will go stray away, etc., etc., is talking about Moshiach. And there, it says, first you will tie that feeling, and then you will learn, that means, Maise Godel, the action is greater. When is it talking about that the action is greater? In the times of Mashiach. And through repentance comes redemption. As the Rambam says, it brings from the Gemara, etc., from the Talmud. So the Rebbe tied, so to speak. It's a loose tie, sort of. I don't know, I shouldn't say this, but whatever. It's like a loose tie. The second paragraph of the Shema is the place where you find that action is more important than learning. Because first we mention action and then we mention learning. Okay, that second part is related to tshuva, to repentance. How do you know? Because the paragraph itself says, first you will stray away, and then you will tie the mitzvahs, and you will learn the mitzvahs. Okay, so if you strayed away, you're not tying any mitzvah, and you're not learning anything. Forget it, I'm somewhere else. So evidently something happened between straying away from Torah, and then suddenly you're tying the mitzvahs and you're learning the mitzvahs. Oh, what happened over there? Tshuva. Ah, what's tshuva? Tshuva is geula, it's Mashiach. Because the Rambam says that when we do tshuva, Mashiach comes. Okay, so there you go. The last part of the second paragraph, when it's saying that the action is greater than the learning, is talking about a moment after tshuva, after Mashiach, so to speak. And that's why we say that in the future to come, action is more important than learning. Velochen, and therefore, Nemar beparsha shniya ki yeshmo ksharten tchila v'char kach lemaltem. In the second paragraph of the Shema, it says, first of all, you will tie the tefillin, etc., etc., and then you will learn. Lefishel yosidi evayse godel, because in the future, as we explained, action is going to be more important than learning. Vezehu gam kema shekosu ksharten. Now the Rebbe is going one step further. Why did the Torah choose the mitzvah of tefillin to say action is more important than learning? It could have chosen another mitzvah. I don't know. There are 613. Why tefillin? Lefi shekol ikar inyan akriyas shema ulifol sheahichud yeh begilui. Because the whole idea of the Shema, as the Rebbe explained throughout the whole discourse, is to accomplish, so to speak, that this unification should be revealed. We should see God, so to speak, godliness in the world, etc. And this idea of a gilui, of revelation, merumas be mitzvah tefillin, is alluded to in the commandment of tefillin. Why? She tefillin me miklaf gashmi, shudoy me mana semechai. The tefillin are done with a parchment, a physical parchment. There are inanimate things, like it's dead, so to speak, it's a piece of parchment, and that's done from the skin of an animal. So it's a dead thing that comes, like organic thing that comes from an animal. And in this parchment, what do you do with this parchment? You write, God is one. That means, you see that the parchment itself, the physical world becomes like one with God. In a physical thing, in a dead thing, you write, God is one. That means that even in that place, you can reveal godliness. In that dead place, so to speak, the piece of parchment, you can reveal godliness. And the Talmud says that tefillin are just as powerful, or just as important as the whole Torah together. That means that the objective of all the commandments that are compared to tefillin. Tefillin means the unification of godliness with gashmius, with the physical world. And tefillin are compared to all the mitzvahs. So that means that all the mitzvahs mean the unification of material world with spiritual world. Lifol ha'ichud begashmius, to generate this unification in the physical world. V'kanal, as we explained before, shebekriyas shema u'v'chlolus u'v'chol ha'mitzvus u'v'pratius, as we explained in the previous class, that in the Shema we see this unification in a general way, and in each mitzvah, you see it in a particular way. Mitzvahs of tefillin in the head, in the arm, mitzvahs of tzitzis in the body, and so on. Okay, so we understood that the whole thing of Torah, mitzvahs, every mitzvah, it means unification of infinity with a finite world. You see it in different ways, but that's actually what they mean. And this is done in a physical world. And this is done by kefiah, again, bitul, nullification, etc., of forcing yourself to do, even if you don't like it. Okay, last paragraph. This is what it means, you shall spread out in the west, in the east, in the north, in the south, etc. And will be blessed on you all the families of the earth, which means every single person. The hine, now. Benivrechu ulashon nifal. This is a very interesting, small and interesting part of the Maimon, even though it's the end. Nivrechu, the word nivrechu is written in such a way that it means nifal. What does it mean nifal? Something is automatically done on that. Like, will be blessed. Something like that. Behui and akfiyah. This means, actually, force. By force. What does that mean, by force? Even if they don't want, Mikol Makem, even so, Naseh v'nivrechu Lashon Nifat. They become blessed automatically, not by something that they do, rather something that is done to them, like in passive, v'nivrechu. Shepoyalim ba'em inyan ha-bracha v'amshacha v'aseifas kol ha-netzot v'chule. That somebody, he's not going to explain, I'll say what I understand. Somebody generates in them, acts in them, he doesn't say what's them and somebody, he doesn't explain, but somebody acts in them the idea of bracha, of blessing, and projection, and gathering of all these parts of godliness, etc., etc. What is the Rebbe saying? The way I understand it is that when a person forces himself, herself, whatever, to fulfill the commandments and to do what God wants, etc., etc., this generates that every single part of the world that is in contact with this person, that is actually forcing himself, herself, to do what God says, even if you don't like it, every single thing gets blessed by this action that the person is forcing himself. That's why he says, "Benibrechu," will be blessed, whether you like it or not. I don't care. You will be blessed anyway, because I'm forcing myself. So everything, again, in contact with this person, gets a blessing. And the blessing, of course, is, the Rebbe is like only alluding to this, because it would be like a very long thing, and apparently the Rebbe didn't want to expand on that. That's why he didn't. But whatever. The case is that there's a projection of godliness in every single place in the world in contact with this person that is forcing himself, and that takes all the sparks of godliness and raises them up to God, etc. That's why he says, Asifas kol ha-nitzotzos. All the gathering of all the sparks, etc. Says the Rebbe, Chulei, etc. Go learn it somewhere else. Ve'al yedei ha-kefia, and through you forcing yourself, liyeis ve'nivrechu b'cha kol mishpechas ha-adama, in such a way that will be blessed, whether you like it or not, all the families of the earth, then it comes this verse of you will spread out in the west, in the east, in the north, and in the south. What does that mean? That also in all the directions of the world, west, east, etc., that actually are limited. North is north and it's not south, and so on. Even in that limitation will be Iye Ufaratsta. Spread out. Shuam Shachas Abligvul. That spreading out represents infinity, projection of infinity. So that's again this combination of these two ideas. Vehainu, that is, Sheye Ichud Avaye Velekim Begilui, that will be a unification of these two names of God that represent infinity and finity or nature, whatever. Begula Sida Mashiach Tzidkeinu Bekarov Mamish, in the redemption in the future through our righteous Mashiach. Speedily, literally, in our days. This is like the end of the Maimer. So the Rebbe, again, the main idea of the Maimer is combination of infinity. And the Rebbe showed this idea in various aspects, so to speak, of Torah. In the Shema, in every mitzvah, and so on.